Hi, this is Phoneboy Speaks. It's episode 341. Yes, I'm having fun with music at the moment, but I figure the beginning to Girls on Film by Duran Duran was a nice beginning to a podcast where I'm going to be talking about Instagram on Windows Phone. Now, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I have a Lumia 520 that I purchased, and then I also have a Lumia 625 that Nokia has sent me for review. And so, you know, I've been playing with it and such, but this, the fact that Instagram has come out and that there was such a negative reaction by the tech douchebag press about the fact that it's, oh, it's not the same as it is on iOS and Android. Well, okay, I figured I'd put it to the test. Now, I deleted my Instagram account a while ago, and so I had to create a new account, and which I was able to do on the Windows Phone device just fine. And so I went through and I posted a couple of pictures. And I even loaded it on my iOS device and, you know, compared, you know, side by side what the process was. And yes, the Windows Phone process is a little bit different than on iOS, right? On the Instagram app on iOS, you can you take a picture and then you immediately start doing stuff to it. And yes, on Windows Phone, you first, when you say I want to post a picture, it brings up your camera roll and you can hit the little button to take a picture if you want to, and then then you take the picture, you accept it, crop it, and you know what? I said, okay, well, I liked, because I did that, and I actually did that first, right? It's been a while since I've used Instagram. So I actually, I did that first, and then I went to the iOS app and I went, you know what? I don't really like the way the iOS app does it, because if I want to crop the photo in any way, shape, or form, I have to go back, right? And it's not even obvious, right? I've taken the picture. Now, what do I do with it? The only things I'm offered are things that make it look like it came from the 1970s or whatever. I mean, it's just kind of silly. And, it's the kind of stuff that you can do on Instagram. Okay, big deal. I personally don't. I didn't see that it was that big of a deal. I think, you know, the people that are writing these articles and are complaining about this are the tech douchebags who aren't normal people. And quite honestly, I think normal people are going to look at the Windows Phone experience and they're going to be okay with it. If it's not exactly the same, okay, fine. It doesn't have to be quite exactly the same. It's not difficult to do. And in fact, I like the workflow on the Windows Phone better in this case, because I'd like to be able to crop my photo. I mean, it mirrors other apps I use that do the same thing. The Faved app I use for app.net does that. And quite honestly, the fact that I have to go take the picture, go back, and then crop it, to me, that's not a superior experience. So all these tech douchebags that are complaining about Instagram being, finally coming to Windows Phone, but they screwed it up. I don't think they screwed it up. And, you know, the people that are going to be using this on Windows Phone may or may not have ever seen Instagram. I purposefully compared both of them just to see if, yes, okay, there's a difference, but is that big of a deal? No, it's not a big deal. And these are iPhone toting tech douchebags who, can't see the value that Windows Phone might provide. And granted, I'm an iPhone carrying tech douchebag myself, but I see the value that Windows Phone has. And for people that aren't necessarily smartphone people, I think it's a compelling platform. Does it have everything? Well, no, it doesn't. But which is again why I don't use it. But I don't see any problem with Windows Phone. I just think these tech douchebag people that are writing these articles for The Verge or Engadget or whatever. They don't use it, and so they deride it because it's not something that they consider cool. Well, you might just step out of your milieu a little bit and see what real people are doing. And when I show real people Windows Phone, they're okay with it. It's not, we get all hung up on apps and stuff, and most normal people don't. If they can get on Facebook and send text messages or whatever, then in a couple of things that they want to be able to do, it's fine. They don't need the full iOS or Android experience, and quite honestly, Windows Phone does that. But yeah, this whole coverage of Instagram on Windows Phone, it drives me nuts, and I just don't see why it's that big of a deal that it's a little bit different. And I, as I say, I personally think it's better. But then again, I'm not an Instagram user, so my opinion really doesn't matter, I guess. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.